You're tuned in to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, online round the globe at kexp.org. And I'm very excited to welcome live in studio today, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, it's Punch Brothers. Welcome.
Hey.
It's great to have you here, and you look mighty fine.
Well,
I hope you sound
Carol,
just
you as well.
Good. Take it away.
All right. Here's a tune off our new record, Who's Feeling Young Now, called Movement and Location.
Brothers live on KEXP, and they've ripped it up last night at the Neptune Theater here in Seattle and heading down to Portland for a show at the Wonder Ballroom tonight. And how about one more song and then we'll chat?
Absolutely. Here's one called This Girl, sort of a Wednesday morning prayer.
One, two, three,
a long, long time. How are you doing? How is your son? How are his children? I bet they're just like me. You must be tired, tired, tired of hearing prayers like mine. No need to answer. Nobody likes knowing their papers. All they'll ever slider in the world. If you would tell her it's your will for us to be together. Father, 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 will you see me try and try to make her love me? I'd sell my soul to hear the one. Never said. Now it's Sunday, 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 and a pretty voice is rising up to ask you, like I'm on stage, like I'm about to. If you can show her the way. There's this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, and I'd be the happiest backslider in the world if you would tell. You might be pleasantly surprised to see what this.
Oh my goodness, that sounds amazing. It's Punch Brothers live on KEXP. Thank you all so much for coming in today. What a delight.
It's our pleasure. Our pleasure. I love this town so much.
Well,
Time I'm here, it's not raining.
Well, thank you for bringing that sunshine, if you had anything to do with that, because here in midwinter, we are very hungry for a little bit of sun.
Right, right. So you all say. I think it's all to just keep us out.
Well, maybe you should move here. You can make the sunshine all the time. Well, if anything can make the sunshine, it's the music that you all make. You sound incredible together, and I know you've been playing for a number of years now, but since it's the first time we've had you live on the air, can you introduce the band, first of all, and give a little history of how you came together playing this music?
Sure. On the banjo, we have Noam Pokelny. On bass, Paul Cowart. On guitar, we have Chris Critter Eldridge. And on the fiddle, Gabe Witcher. I'm Chris Thiele. I play the mandolin.
And what brought you guys together? It's been 5, 6, 7 years now.
About six and a half.
Yeah.
At first, I had this, so I was in a band, before this I was in a band called Nickel Creek, and I had an idea whilst playing that music, which was sweet music. It was sweet folky music, and I needed a change, and I wrote this crazy four movement, through composed piece called The Blind Leaving the Blind, and asked these guys to play it with me. It did have some improvising, so it wasn't all by rote, but when we got together to work on that piece, we realized that there was too much chemistry to just let it be a one-off. We started working on our own material, and then we made Anti-Phogmatic, and now this record, I think, even though we've been together making music for 6 years, it almost feels like a debut, kind of like the rest of spring training or something.
The new record is absolutely outstanding, Who's Feeling Young Now? And you mentioned improvisation, and your song structures and arrangements sound incredibly complicated, yet they also feel like they're completely improvised at the same time. How much is improvisation in the studio and in the live show?
We upped the improv content on this new record. We left a little bit more to chance, more to there in the studio, instead of a lot of the times. I think previous to this record, we've sort of painstakingly worked on every little aspect of the arrangement, and on occasion squeezed some of the life out of the original idea. There's still plenty of stuff that's the core to these songs. The structures are fairly solid, but when I think this time we left some. We remember towards the end of the touring cycle for Anti-Phogmatic how bored we were getting of playing some of those songs. So I think to leave a little bit more to chance this time, so that the songs have life, a life of their own that can develop over the course of a touring cycle.
One of the fun things about your sound is it's not really easy to classify, and don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to, but there's an indie rock sensibility running through it, but of course you've got the bluegrass element, the old-timey instrumentation, and there's even some classical elements to it, and then you pick these crazy covers, which are great. Of course, you have a fondness for Radiohead. I know you have a cover on the album, and much to my delight, one of my favorite bands out of Sweden, Vossen,
has Vossen. The song. That's
yes,
awesome.
I've actually had them live on this show about 15 years ago, more recently when they were in town. So big fans of them, and what a quirky thing it was to find that on the album. When you think about the sound that you were trying to make when you became a band, did you have a specific idea that you shared with these guys, or did it just kind of gel over time with all of those, you know, disparate, well, I wouldn't say they're disparate, those different influences?
Right. And different over disparate, I like that. The definite distinction there, and an important one to make, I think. I think it gelled over time. What's important about the band is something that happened naturally over the last 5-6 years, and then actually kind of more a focused development since Paul joined the band 3.5 years ago, which is when I think things really kicked into high gear as far as what this band is, what it wants to be, to the point now where I think, you know, the sounds that we're making are often dictated by just what we as, you know, five music lovers want to hear and what we're not hearing. I think my favorite music sounds like it was created because it had to be created, and who else would have created it if not, you know, these guys or this guy or, you know, this girl over here. So I think that's what we're trying to do at this point is to make, we love music so much, occasionally we hear music voids and then we try and fill them.
Well, that sounds like a fun thing to do, and you all make it look so easy, but I would like to mention, and of course it's very obvious to the listeners, you're all very, very talented and adept at your instruments, and I know you've been called a virtuoso, Chris, and Noam has received acknowledgments from some of the best banjo players in the world, including Earl Scruggs, and so it's a real delight to have you here today, and thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, we're loving it.
Punch Brothers here in studio at KEXP tonight. They play the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. And if you've got more time, I'd love to hear a couple more songs.
Hell yeah. Here's a song of unimaginably complicated woe called Patchwork Girlfriend.
Well, 1, 2, 3. Her skin so dark and fair, 'cause I like how she encourages and scolds me, how even as her left hand pushes me away, her right arm holds me.
blackish, blondish, brownish, reddish, grayish,
grayish.
Hair and tell her I won't mess around with other girls unless they're her. It's nice to know she's always waiting for me at the dead ends. Yes, I need a little love from every little square. My sweet little patchwork girlfriend, of my sweet little patchwork girlfriend.
Album's called Who's Feeling Young Now. I can tell you I'm feeling incredibly happy right now. Thank you so much. One more tune from Punch Brothers live on KEXP.
Here's one last one about the city we live in, which is New York. And this is a song about a day that didn't look much like today.
'Cause she was here and then she wasn't. Out there in the weather, we see the frostbitten wind or whisper. I could swear I felt her. If I knew her face, if I knew her name, it's mine, why is it in prison? Out there in the weather, where it's cold, the city's bitter. It could die and find her. If you knew her face, if you knew her name, if she knew my name.
That was incredible. Incredible. I get goosebumps like 20 times. I don't think my adrenal system can handle it anymore.
You.
Thank you so much. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having us, Cheryl.
It's the Punch Buzzers live on KEXP Seattle.